Hi everyone, it's Simone Moraldi for Fred Film Radio. We are today with Ian Wall, director at Filmspace, and Mark Reed from the Educational Department at the BFI British Film Institute, London, UK, talking about the project called the European Framework for Film Education, and it's one of the projects financed by the European Commission this year within the strand of the audience development within the Creative Europe program. What this project is about?
Well, this is Mark here. Hello. About 3 years ago, the European Commission funded the BFI and a group of partners to create to do some research on film education across Europe, across 33 European countries. And one of the things that we found was that there weren't any shared definitions or understandings or models of practice in film education across all of those different countries. So we recommended that the European Commission should finance a model of film education that would set down a benchmark that was very clear, that had a set of outcomes and a set of shared understandings that a range of agencies across Europe could sign up to, could say that this represents film education. So we recommended that, and then we put together a project bid to Creative Europe to get together about 20 partners from different European countries, and the idea was to spend some time to create a common framework for film education.
Hello, it's Ian Moore here. As Mark says, it's trying to get some sort of agreement about what we actually feel film education could and should be, so that on the assumption that Creative Europe will be making more money available for projects to be developed, so the framework could be a way of evaluating the various bids that are put forward, so that I'm not suggesting it's a kind of series of tick boxes, but at least to say, well, are you looking at specific outcomes from what you want to do, as opposed to just saying, we want to do this? So it's trying to come up with some fairly kind of wide-ranging, not necessarily broad brushstrokes, but definitions, outcomes, where people can kind of negotiate their way through them in order to say, yeah, I think I am doing that.
Who's this project addressed to?
Two or three different audiences. One, we hope that the European Commission, having financed this framework, will recognise its value when we produce it, and then will adopt it as a model that they think European countries and national organisations can sign up to. So if the European Commission, when they talk about film education, can say, this is what it looks like, and this is a framework that we've financed, then that's the first audience. So it's important that the European Commission take it on board and adopt it. It's probably just as important, maybe even more important, that anybody from somebody running a community group or to a teacher all the way up to a national organisation or a governmental department, if they're not clear about running a film education programme or project, and they're thinking to themselves, what kinds of outcomes should we expect, what kinds of education should we expect in film education, it's for those people too, so that they can say, oh, this is a recognised body, this is an authoritative body, and this is clear enough as a framework for us to be able to shape our project to express the outcomes that the framework proposes.
I think also, because we are looking at so many different audiences, that's one of the really big challenges. Not just what the potential audiences might want, but also the kind of language in which you write the framework. You don't want to be too academic, you don't want to be too simplistic. It's one of the challenges of the overall project.
How film, the object of film, in your opinion, is placed within this complex system?
The object of film, well, the object of film is different now than it was 10 years ago, and it was different 10 years before that, and it's been different since 1895. So there are people who are participating in the project who have a sense that cinema is the core attribute, the core value, and the shared experience, the social experience, the being in the dark with other people and seeing pictures that are bigger than you, that's the essence of film. But for hundreds of millions of people, particularly young people, they're watching moving images on on little devices, on tablets, which are, where the images are much, much smaller than them, and they're watching them for seconds at a time rather than watching them for an hour and a half or 2 hours. So the object of film is no longer one object. It probably never was one object. It's many different kinds of experience and many different kinds of different kinds of artifact. So our challenge is to write something which is adaptable and flexible enough to accommodate all of those different versions of film or the moving image, but at the same time has a core essence of what film and cinema is and what it means to people.
I think the other thing that's emerged, and everything is down to words here, is the fact that quite often people talk about cinema. Do they mean the actual building? Do they actually mean film? And we've been talking a lot about, is it film or is it moving images? And therefore, how far... Quite often when people talk about film, they're talking about the basic narrative film. But there are issues about archive footage, there are issues about documentary, there are issues about kind of art film, you know, experimenting with the form itself. And I think we're trying to be as elastic as possible with that term film.
I know this project is in some ways linked to an informal group between all the people that belong to this project. Can you tell us something about this informal group of people and how you see this project in relationship with the future?
That was put together to do a piece of research called Screening Literacy. When the first time we met, that's right, we met in March in 2012 in London, and there were about 20 of us, and We decided that we needed a shared space online where we could exchange material. So we created the blog, and we realised that we needed a name for the blog. So we called it the Film Literacy Advisory Group, which spells out flag, the word flag, which is kind of appropriate for a European project. One flag, not 29. So the flag is, you're right, Simone, it's an informal group. It's evolved into this project. I think we would still say that there are 25 or so members. We still put materials onto our blog, which is filmliteracyadvisorygroup.wordpress.com. We still put materials up there and reports of the various seminars that we hold, and we use it as a place more or less for ourselves to exchange ideas and to host materials, because it's easier than emailing 25 different people all at once. It's an informal network, an informal space, and I think there's an one of the outcomes of getting projects together like this is not so much what you produce at the end, but what the experience is during the process of having conversations which deepen and extend your understanding of film and of film education. And people often say, the last time we met, about 3 months ago in Berlin, a number of people said that this was the best professional development they'd had for a very long time, because they were the richest conversations that they'd had. They brought them to new understandings and new perceptions and new realizations. So regardless of what we produce at the end of a two-day seminar, the fact of us being together and having conversations which extend our understanding, that's as important an outcome as anything else.
I think what's been great about the group, as Mark was saying, is that sense of people debating, listening, and almost kind of being their own attitudes being transformed by what's being discussed. But I think what we ought to say is that the Film Literacy Advisory Group is not a kind of closed shop, and that if people want to get in touch, go to the WordPress site, their email contact details there, join in, because as projects are developed, it may well be that the 20 odd people sitting round that table might not be the experts that would be needed for that particular project. I mean, when we did the previous piece of research, it was fascinating to discover people saying in one particular country actually didn't realise that certain other projects were going on, because we kind of triangulated everything. We asked, you know, you've told us this, you tell us something else, is this all correct, or is there anything else, another organisation that we should mention in this research? So the amount of expertise across Europe, probably, that at the moment we're not even tapping, is immense. And what we've got to ensure is that this gets out to everybody.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Reed from the Educational Department at BFI, British Film Institute, Ian Wu, Film Space, Simone Moraldi, Fred Film Radio, Educational Channel. Thank you, everybody, for your attention, and goodbye.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.